My wife and I had the pleasure of going to France recently, and I didn't have any trouble at all with my French, but the French people did.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Have you ever misplaced something? I remember an old guy who said, "I can live with my bifocals, but oh, how I miss my mind." I can relate. I lost my passport once, and my bicycle, and my memory is tarp as a shack. I can live without these limitations, of course, but few of us can live without our phones. My dad once said, "Have you seen my glasses?" And Mom said, "Do they look like the ones on your nose?" A friend's wife called him in a panic. "Have you seen my cell phone?" she asked. "I can't find it anywhere." He said, "Well, what phone are you using to call me?" There was a pause, a scream, and ample laughter. I have a knack for leaving my phone in unusual places, beneath car seats, by the dog dish, in the laundry. In fact, I left it somewhere today, and I'm in a bit of a panic. You see, my cell phone contains emails, phone contacts, calendar, pictures of the kids, music, audiobooks, my calculator, my brains, really. What if I am faced with a mathematical dilemma? What's the square root of an isosceles triangle? This phone also doubles as my butler, my flashlight, my watch, my compass, my map. My phone also doubles as a mirror. I have the app for that. After lunch, I can look at myself, but right now, I have no way of knowing if there's a slice of salami hanging from my beard. I know humans have lived productive lives for thousands of years without these gizmos, but what I want right now is my phone. Isn't it funny how we become so dependent on these devices? They disappear and we wander around dazed like zombies. The truth is, it would set me back a little if I lost my phone, but I'd be okay. I'd have a new one by Wednesday, and I'd find that piece of salami. Talking about this reminds me of people who are missing far more than their cell phones, but have found a way to make the most of it. Nico Calabria was born with just one leg, but never allowed that to stop him. In his 20 years, Nico has practiced gymnastics, wrestled competitively, and climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. But the game Nico loves to play most is soccer. Say what, you ask? How does he play? Well, with two forearm crutches and lots of spirit. And Nico is good. I mean really good. He made his varsity soccer team. A goal he scored has drawn nearly 2 million hits on YouTube. And in November 2014, Nico competed for Team USA at the Amputee Football World Cup. "I've got one leg," Nico says. "You've got one life. And I'm not going to let the hand I was dealt in life dictate what my life is going to be." Right on, Nico. And then there's Ben Underwood. Ben developed retinal cancer and had his eyes removed at the age of 3. At 5, Ben taught himself to see. That's right. He realized he could locate objects around him by making clicking sounds and listening at the sound that bounced back to him. Because of this incredible gift, Ben has been able to go running, rollerblading, skateboarding, play basketball and football, and ride a bike. I'm smiling right now at the thought of these two inspiring guys. Nico and Ben remind me to stop taking things for granted, to be grateful all day today, to stop saying, "I wish I had," you fill in the blank. Instead, we can give thanks for what we do have. 2 Peter 1:3 says this, "God's divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him. In Christ, we have everything we'll ever need and more." Let's not fix our eyes on what we don't have today, but on the riches that are ours in Jesus. Oh no, there it is, right here. I guess I'll start by giving thanks that my phone has been in my pocket all along.
Laugh Again exists to help bring back the joy in people's lives. We regularly hear testimonies from listeners like Jerome, who said, "Thanks so much, Phil, for the tears of joy this morning. It made my day." If Laugh Again has impacted you or someone you know, would you show your support with a financial gift? It's what keeps this ministry going. To donate, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.